Greetings to brothers and sisters.
外面虽然下着雨，但是我们的心，我们还是在在主里面。
Even it's raining outside, but our heart is in the Lord.
因为他是我们的甘地。
Because he's our dry land.
他是我们的高台。
And he's our stronghold.
我们必不惧怕。
And we will not be afraid.
好不好？我们再读一遍以赛亚书第四十三章。我们从第十一节读到十三节。
Can we read Isaiah chapter 43 again from verse 11 to 13?
我们可以用各种语言，我们一起来念。
We'll use different languages to read this.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
唯有我是耶和华，
I am the Lord,
除我以外没有救主。
No、savior.
我曾指示，
I have revealed and said,
我曾拯救，
and proclaimed.
我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神，所以耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我也是神。自从有日子以来，我就是神，谁也不能救人脱离我手。我要行事，谁能阻止呢？让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
实在是唯有你是耶和华。
You are truly the Jehovah God.
除你以外没有救主。
Apart from you, there is no savior.
谢谢你，你曾经指示了我们。
Thank you, you have guided us before.
谢谢你也曾经拯救了我们。
You have saved us.
也谢谢你曾经说明了。
And you have proclaimed.
在我们当中没有别神。
In us, there is no other God.
主，我们就是你的见证。
We are your witnesses.
求你今天跟我们说话。
May you speak to us today.
我们这样祷告，都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And that's in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
当我在看到这处经文的时候
，When I saw this passage,
神再次的跟我说他是唯一的救主。
He again spoke to me that he is the only savior.
其他没有别的门路。
There's no other way.
很多时候我们会找其他的方法。让我们可不可以从我们的光景里面可以好像再进一步或者是来改善我们自己。
Many times we're looking for other methods to improve ourselves.
但是我们好像找不着。
It seems like we cannot find any other way.
唯有一条路就是我们可以走的就是等候在他面前。
There's only one way is to wait upon him.
让我们看一下43章。
Let's look at chapter 43.
他第一节的地方他提到了两个名字。
In verse 1, he mentioned two names.
其实是同一个人。
Actually, the same person.
这位叫做雅各又叫做以色列。
His name is Jacob and also named as Israel.
为什么他会有两个名字呢？
How come he had two names?
你是不是有两个名字呢？
Do you have two names?
他这边说雅各啊，创造你的耶和华以色列啊，造成你的那位现在如此说。你不要害怕。
It's saying here that, but now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you.
这边一个讲到是创造，一个讲到是造成。
The two words here, one is created, the other one is formed.
好像有一点不一样。
Seems like it's different.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
还记得雅各的故事吧？
Do you remember the story of Jacob?
如果你不记得的话，我们先回过头来看《创世纪》三十二章。
If you don't remember, let's turn back to Genesis chapter 32.
我们只读几处经文。
We'll just read a few passages.
我们读雅各在《创世纪》。
We'll read from Genesis.
三十二章。
Chapter 32.
我们从二十四节读到二十八节。
We read from verse 24 to verse 28.
Okay, 我们一起来念。
We read it together.
只剩下雅各一人，
Jacob was left alone,
有一人来和他摔跤，直到黎明，让人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。” 那人说
the man asked him,
你名叫什么
What is your name?
他说
Jacob,
我名叫雅各那人说
said,
你的名不要再叫雅各
Jacob,
要叫以色列因为你与神与人较力都得了胜他为什么神改变了他的名字呢
Why did God change his name?
这边讲得很清楚，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。
This is very clear here because he struggled with God and with man and have overcome.
我们知道雅各他原来不是这样的一个人。
We know Jacob was not this kind of person before.
他可能他的心计很多。
And he had many wicked plans.
他用了很多的方法，让他所要做的事情都成就了。
He wanted to get accomplish everything he wanted.
但是我们知道，因为他的聪明，也是惹来他的祸。
And because of his smartness, that he become in get into trouble.
后来他跑到了他舅舅那边去。
He went to his uncle.
但是我们知道，他舅舅对他不是很好。
We know that his uncle did not treat him very well.
从骗了他的妻子，骗了他的工价。
Cheated his wages and also his wife.
最后我们看到。他要回到他本地的时候，他最后在渡口这个地方，他又有一次跟神摔跤。
At the end, when he trying to return to his homeland, he struggled with God again.
我们知道可以跟神摔跤的话，意思就是说，不管是他的力气或者是他的智慧，可能都是很大的，或者是智慧很高的。
We know that when we struggle with God, regardless of your wisdom or your strength, you must have that kind of strength.
但是我们知道这个时候这个跟他摔跤的就将他的大腿我摸了一把
But we know that the one who struggled with him then touched the socket of his hip
所以雅各他就开始就跛脚了
So Jacob became lame from that time on
可能是因为他这样子反而救了他一命
But maybe it's because of that has saved his life
因为他以前骗过他哥哥
Because he had cheated his brother
所以他这样跛脚回来的时候，他哥哥本来是带着一批的人要去，我们不晓得是去迎接他还是要去杀他。
Because we know that when he came back, his brother had a whole a bunch of people came to we don't know this to kill him or to welcome him.
但是看到一个弟弟是一个跛脚的弟弟从国外回来，他不忍心了。
But then when he saw that his brother was lame, he did not want to do that.
所以我们看到神改变了这个雅各成了以色列
So we saw that God changed Jacob to become Israel
我们前面看到是一个创造后面是一个造成
We saw earlier it's a creation then there's a form
这有两个有一点不一样
It's different
当我们愿意在神里面成为他的子女的时候他实在是那时候他创造了我们重生了我们、
When we want to become his children, he had created us to born us again.
但是在日子过去的时候，他要慢慢的造成我们。
But as days go by, he will continue to form us.
造成到他所愿意我们的形象。
To form us to become the likeness of him.
所以雅各他会变成以色列。
So Jacob became Israel.
我昨天在整理东西的时候
Yesterday I was cleaning up
我发现了就是大概去年我做了一个现象测验
I have make an experiment last year
那我就跟我太太在讨论
And I was discussing with my wife
我说我是不是就是这样的一个个性
And I asked her if I'm of such character
他说啊，对，这些写的都对。
And she said all these things are right.
那我就想起来，我在五年前的时候，我在第一个公司做事的时候，我也做过这样的测验。
I remember I tested myself about 5 years ago in the first company I worked for.
但是奇怪，怎么这几年里面我的个性改变了
？But then I find that over these past years, my character has changed.
我在第一个公司的时候。我们的 group 有一个特别的特别一小组他们是为其他的公司专门做这个现象测验
and within my first company there's this group they prepare tests this kind of test for other companies
就说你在工作上是不是适合你是不是适合这样的工作
that if you are fitted for this kind of job.
所以我自己在中午的时候，我跟那个 secretary 要一份，我说我也来做一下，看我适合不适合我这份工作。
So at noon time, I asked the secretary to give me a copy, so I want to test myself to see if I fit with this kind of job.
我写完了交给他。
After I finish, I give it back to her.
他马上就帮我 grade， 然后给我一些 curve。
And she gave me graded me and gave me a curve.
他说你做这工作再适合不过了。
He said, you're most fitted for this job.
因为所有都是 hit the high point.
Because you're at the, 都到最高处。
所以你就做下去吧。
So you continue to work at it.
Well, 但是没有多久，神就兴起一个环境，让我就是离开了第一个公司。
And God had raised up some situation, I had to leave the first company.
在第二公司，做了一会儿以后，我在做这个同样的 test。
And after I worked at the second company a while, then I took the same test again.
我觉得这两个已经开始不一样了。
I saw that it started to become different.
我觉得很奇怪，为什么我会不是原来的 Robert Gao 呢？
And I find that it's very strange how come I'm not the same Robert Gao as before.
神很多时候兴起各样的环境，他要改变我。
God wants to raise up situations to change us.
他要改变我们，更成为他的形象。
To become more likeness of him.
很多时候我们不愿意改变。
And many times we don't want to change.
我们做得舒舒服服，为什么要改变？
We're very comfortable. Why do we want to change?
结果我们昨天看了那一份就是新的形象测验。
So yesterday we're looking at the new test that I have.
我是属于 Quester 那个 group.
Quester.I belong to
the
one who will request. Request.
我想你们当中可能有做过这样的测验。
I think you may have taken this test before.
我的结果是 INFP 这个 category. 你们在笑，大概都做过吧。
That's the category that he's in.
所以它里面说我适合做的是第一个是 ministry.
What I'm fitted to do, the first thing is ministry.
第二个是 teaching，
and second thing is 教导。
第三个是 psychology 或是 consulting。
The third one is 心理学或者是辅导学。
我跟我太太讲说，这不是我现在都在做的吗
？So I talked to my wife. Isn't that what I'm doing right now？
我在教书，也在做 consulting， 然后也是在做 ministry， 不是都是吗
？I was.Teaching, I was consulting, I was doing all these things.
神在一段时间里面常常在改变我。
God will change us within a period of time.
我们很多时候我们不晓得。
And many times we don't realize that.
但是我们天天在跟神接近，在读神的话语的时候，神他慢慢的改变了我。
As we read His word daily and be close to Him, He changes.
或者我们原来是雅各，但是渐渐的神要把我们改成以色列。
Maybe before we are Jacob, then slowly we become Israel.
所以神这边特别讲，他说你不要怕。
So God said, do not be fearful.
尤其是现在工作环境改变得很快。
Especially the job situation changes very fast.
有时候我们还没有适应一个工作，可能我们需要改了，换了，换工作了。
Many times we have not even adapted to the job yet, we have to change the job.
但是神让我们经过每一处，他要我们学习各样的功课。
But God wants us to learn lesson along the way.
所以他说你不要害怕。
So he said, fear not.
也接着他说，我因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。
Then he continued to say, for I redeem you, I have summoned you by name, you are mine.
这边讲了几个字，救赎还有召你。
There's a few words here. He said, to redeem me and also to summon.Me.
第一个 redeem 这一个救赎的意思就是他付上了代价来买赎我们。
Redeem means he paid the price to buy me.
第二个招你这个字原来也是可以做拣选。
The word summon in the original meaning you can say he chose us.
这边实在是我们在寻求神的时候，我们都会经过这一段。
As we seek God, we will pass through these stages.
的确是他救赎了我们。
Yes, he has saved us.
而且是他召我们。
And then he had summoned us.
所以今天我们是属他的。
So today we belong to him.
接下来他就从以色列人的例子里面，他跟我们讲了许多的故事。
Then from the history of the Israel, he told us many stories here.
第一个是从水中经过。
The first one is passing through the waters.
他说我必与你同在。
Said I will be with you.
你趟过江河，水必不漫过你。
Said when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you.
你从火中行过，必不被烧。
When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned.
火焰也不着在你身上。
The flames will not set you ablaze.
我想这些故事我们都记得。
I think we remember those stories.
但是我要提的就是第三个。
But I want to remind you of the third story.
让我们看一下但以理书第三章。
Let's look at the book of Daniel, chapter 3.
但以理书在以赛亚书的后面。
The book of Daniel is after the book of Isaiah, which we're looking at.
我们从我们看一下这个故事。
We can read this story a little bit.
我们知道尼布甲尼撒王他制了一个金像。要全国都来敬拜这个金像。
You know that Nebuchadnezzar king, he had built this idol that all people are supposed to worship the idol.
他说如果你不敬拜的话，你就立时会被扔在烈火的窑中。
So if you don't worship this idol, then you'll be thrown into the furnace.
所以他要全国的人一听见有这个音乐的声音的时候，都要俯伏敬拜这个金像。
He wants the whole country, once they hear the music, then they are supposed to worship this idol.
但是那个时候就是我们看到但以理他有三个朋友，他不愿意拜在这金像前面。
But Daniel had three friends, they did not want to worship this idol.
但以理他们这个时候以色列国已经被掳到这巴比伦国。
At that time, the country Israel had beentaken captive into Babylon.
所以他们其实是在国外在服侍这个这个王。
And they were actually in a foreign country serving this king.
很多时候光景跟我们差不多。
Many times it's like our situation.
我们看看这三个人的情形怎么样。
Let's look at the situation of these three people.
从第三章第八节开始读起。
We'll read from verse 8.
我念给大家听。
I'll read to you.
那时有几个加勒底人进前来控告犹太人，他们对尼布甲尼撒王说，愿王万岁，王啊，你曾降旨说，凡听见角笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器声音的，都当俯伏敬拜金像，凡不俯伏敬拜的，必扔在烈火的窑中。现在有几个犹太人，就是王所派管理巴比伦省事务的撒德拉、米撒亚伯尼哥王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Okay, verse 8. At this time some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You have issued a decree, O king, that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, cither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold.And that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into the blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, O king. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up.
第十三节到第十五节。那时尼布甲尼撒冲冲大怒，吩咐人把撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥带过来，他们就把那些人带到王面前。尼布甲尼撒问他们说，撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是故意的吗？你们在听见角声、笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，若俯伏敬拜我所造的像，却还可以，若不敬拜必立时扔在烈火的窑中，有何神能救你们脱离我的手呢？
Verse 13 to 15. furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, cither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?"
记得这位尼布甲尼撒王他有一个问题，有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？
There's a question that Nebuchadnezzar asked. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand?
我们再看下去，十六节到十八节，撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥对王说：“尼布甲尼撒王，这件事我们不必回答你。即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。”
Let's continue to read from verse 16 to 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to King, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up."
第十九节，当时尼布甲尼撒怒气填胸，向撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥变了脸色，吩咐人把窑烧热，比寻常加更加七倍，又吩咐他军中的几个壮士将撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。这三人穿着裤子、内袍、外衣和别的衣服，被捆起来扔在烈火的窑中，因为王命紧急，窑又甚热，那台撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥的人都被火焰烧死。撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥这三个人都被捆着落在烈火的窑中。
Verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated seven times hotter than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace was so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldier who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace.
24节，我们看一下结果是如何。那时尼布甲尼撒王惊奇，急忙起来对摩西说，我捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人吗？他们回答王说，王啊，是。王说，看啊，我见有四个人并没有捆绑在火中游行，也没有受伤，那第四个的相貌好像神子。
Let's see the result from verse 24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisor, "Weren't there three men that were retied up and thrown into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of God."
很多时候我们好像被扔在那烈火的窑中。
Many times it seems like we've been thrown into the blazing furnace.
不管我们在，或者是在家里，或者在工作，或者是在事业上，很多时候我们好像在烈火的窑中。
Maybe at our home, maybe at our work, in our career, seems like we are in the blazing furnace.
这个烈火的窑中不是我们要自己要进去的。
And this blazing furnace, we did not want to go in ourselves.
是我们被迫或是被别人扔进去的。
Maybe we're forced to, or maybe we're thrown into.
但是我们知道这些属神的人他们是如何呢？
But we know if we belong to God.
这些人我们看到，这个尼布甲尼撒王看到了说， 我扔进去的不是只有三个吗？
And like Nebuchadnezzar was saying, didn't I just throw in three people?
为什么现在还有第四个人呢？
Why is there a fourth person there?
更特别的是他们没有捆绑。
More interestingly, they are not bound.
而且在火中游行。
They were just walking around the fire.
你们大概记得在前一段他说他们把他们都捆起来扔在烈火的窑中。
And we saw that earlier they were all bound and then thrown into the furnace.
这个时候怎么会变成没有捆绑？
How come now they are not bound?
我们看到这些火把那些捆绑的绳子都烧去。
It seems like the fire had burned up all the ropes that was bounding them.
他们在火中不是横躺在那，他们是在里面游行。
They were not just lying down in the fire, but they were just walking around.
而且这第四个相貌好像神子。
And the fourth person, he's like the sons of God.
很多时候，在没有信主人看我们的光景，好像我们快被烧灭。
And sometimes to those who do not believe and think that we are seems like we're being burned up.
但是我们看到结果是那捆绑我们的反而被烧去。
But we saw that those who bound us actually they got burned.
而且我们能够在火中游行。
And yet we can walk around the fire.
因为旁边我们知道有那第四个相貌好像神子的。
Because we know beside us there's a fourth person like the Son of God.
今天我们知道我们在各样的光景里面，我们也许是觉得在火热里面，但是神他说我跟你同行。
Today even though when the fire seems like we all heated up, but God said I am with you.
我们知道这件事情以后结果是如何呢？
We know what happened after this.
我们知道尼布甲尼撒王要这三位从火窑中出来。
Nebuchadnezzar wanted these three people to come back out from the furnace.
不只是他一个人要检查，而且我们看到那些第二十七节说那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集要来看这三个人。
We saw that not only Nebuchadnezzar wanted to inspect them, but also satrap, prefect, governors, royal advisor all crowded around them to inspect them.
见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。
They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their heads singed, and their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them.
所以我们这边看到，他们好像没有经过火一样。
It seems like they did not pass through the fire.
而且尼布甲尼撒，我刚刚说他有一个问题，他说有何神可以救你们？
Remember, Nebuchadnezzar was asking this question, what God can rescue you from this?
28节王自己找到了答案。
And Nebuchadnezzar has answered his own question in verse 28.
我们来看一下。
Let's read them.
尼布甲尼撒说，撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的，他差遣使者救护依靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命舍去己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别神。现在我降旨，无论何方何国何族的人谤读撒德拉米撒亚伯尼哥之神的，必被凌迟，他的房屋必成为粪堆，因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。
Verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar said, Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own god. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who said anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble, for no other god can save in this way.
实在是我们的神从敌人的口中得到了称赞。
Our God get the praise from his enemy.
那个是最大的称赞。
And that's the greatest praise.
从我们自己的，从神的子民当中得的称赞还不够，还要加上敌人的称赞。
It's not enough just to get the praise from his own people, but also from the enemies.
没有别的神能施行这样的拯救。
There's no other God can save this way.
所以我们很多时候觉得好像我们的光景没有人可以救我们。
Sometimes we feel like our situation is so bad that nobody can save us.
但是我们知道有这样一个神子，他可以来拯救我们。
But we know that there's this Son of God who can come and save us.
我们也知道这结果，这三位被扔在火窑中的，他们被升迁了。
We know the result that these three people they were actually promoted.
其实他们已经本来有很高的职位了。
They actually had very high position already.
但是经过这个烈火的窑中的的过程里面，他们又被升迁了。
But after this fire, they are promoted even more.
这是神做事的方法。
This is the way of God.
很多时候我们不明白。
Many times we do not understand.
为什么神要把我放在烈火的窑中？
Why did God want to put me in the blazing furnace?
但很多时候神他要在他的敌人面前做见证。
But God want us to be witness in among the enemies.
因为他是看我们为宝为尊。
Because he look at us as precious and honor.
又因为他爱我们
，because he loved us，
所以我们翻回去刚刚以赛亚书第四十三章。
So now if we turn back to the Isaiah book of Isaiah we were reading，
这边也特别提到有一个赎价跟代替。
And here talk about redemption and also a replacement。
我们可以看到他今天实在是他成了我们的赎价 ransom。
And today he become our ransom。
他也成了我们的代替
and he had replaced for us become our replacement
我们今天看到很多的恐怖分子
today we saw a lot of terrorism
很多时候他们最后要求的是要赎价
and they want a lot of ransom
结果反而那个赎价变成他们的落网的地方
and the ransom had become where they were being caught
我们知道在 Washington area 有这样一个 sniper
We know that in Washington area there's this sniper.
他要的是一千万的赎价。
He wants $10 million.
结果要把钱转到他的 credit card， 从这边就可以找到这个人了。
If it turned into his given into his credit card, then we can find the person.
神他今天要成为我们的赎价。
God wants to become our ransom.
他已经差他的爱子在十字架上。为我们成就了这赎价。
He has sent his only son, his beloved son, to become our ransom.
本来因着我们的过错，我们需要受到惩罚。
Because of our fault, we need to be punished.
但是今天他自己却成了我们的赎价。
But today he become our ransom.
他自己成了我们的代替。
He himself becomes our replacement.
就是因为他看我们是为宝为尊。
Because he see us precious and honor.
又因为他爱我们。
Because he love us.
所以他今天他召聚我们
So today he called us
他也要领回我们
He wants to guide us back
那时候我们看到从东方从南方从西方从东西南北都有各方都有
He will call his people back from the east, west, north and south all directions
这些人他们都要来归顺神
All these people will come back and belong to God
他要领回他自己的百姓
He will gather back his own people.
很奇妙，这位主他不只是创造我们的主。
Amazingly, this Lord is not the Lord who created us.
他要做成他自己在我们身上。
He will form himself in us.
最后还有一个字，他说造作。
And lastly, there's this word form.
Make.
所
以这个创造、做成、造作，在第七节的后半段里面，实在是讲到。神他自己的手不断在我们身上工作。
In verse 7, the latter part, we saw that He will form us and made us, and His work will be upon us.
很多时候我们的光景就像以色列人当初一样。
Our situation is just like Israel at that time.
我们有眼而瞎，有耳而聋。
We have eyes, but we are blind. We have ears, but we are deaf.
我们好像我们眼睛在看，但是我们看不见。
Seems that we're looking, but we don't see.
我们耳朵好像在听，但是我们听不明白。
Seems that our ears are listening, but we do not understand.
但是今天神他要开我们的眼睛。
But today God will open up our eyes.
他也要让我们的耳朵能够听到他的声音。
So our ear can hear his voice.
所以我们能够再次成为他的儿女。
That we can once again become his children.
而且我们能够被他的手所塑造。
And we can be formed and made by his hand.
因为他说唯有我是耶和华
He said because only I am the Lord
除我以外没有救主
Apart from me, there's no other Savior.
在新约里面，也是很多地方，他跟我们讲，他是那位救主。
In the New Testament, he also said that he's that Savior.
我们看一下约翰一书第四章十四节。
We can read from 1 John chapter 4, verse 14.
这边说，父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
And we have seen that and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world.
而且我们从提摩太前书第二章第六节，他说他舍自己做万人的赎价。
And from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, we saw that he gave himself as a ransom for all men.
他今天要我们经过水火。
Today he let us pass through water and fire.
他要我们能够更多的认识他。
He wants us to know him even more.
他不是要我们在水中被淹没。
He doesn't want us to be drowned in the water.
他也不是要我们经过火被消灭。
And he doesn't want us to go through fire and be burned.
他今天是就像在路加福音第三章十六节，他说他要用圣灵与火给我们施洗。
Just like in Luke chapter 3 verse 16, he said he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
马可福音第九章四十九节，他说他必用火当盐来腌个人。
And also in Mark chapter 9 verse 49, he said everyone will be salted with fire.
很有趣，火可以当作盐。
Very amazing that fire can be like salt.
今天我们用盐来腌食物。
Today we preserve food with salt.
但是神用火当盐来腌个人。
And God said he will use the fire as salt.
他要保存我们。
He wants to preserve us.
但是我们知道神他自己也是一个烈火。
We know that God himself is a consuming fire.
他也是一个最严厉的审判。
And he will have a great, big judgment.
我们需要在主里面有他的拯救。
We need to have his salvation.
我们经过这烈火的时候，我们不是横躺在那，我们是在里面游行。
After we go through the fire, we're not lying down, but rather we are walking.
我们的手脚不是被捆绑，乃是这些捆绑都脱去。
Our hands and feet are not bound up, but are loose.
所以他说，你是我的见证。
So he said, you are my witnesses.
你是我拣选的仆人。
You are the servant that I have chosen.
我们如果尝过主恩的人，我们都可以见证他是我们的神。
Those who have tasted the grace of God will testify that he is our master.
他是我们的拯救。
He is our salvation.
今天我们愿意服侍他，也是因为他已经在我们身上做成了那他所要做成的工。
Today we are willing to serve him because of the work that he has accomplished in us.
他要继续做成他的事工。
He will continue to do the work on us.
我们都是他手中的工作。
We are the work of his hand.
我们是他手中的杰作。
We are the workmanship of his hand.
甚至到一个是 masterpiece.
Become a masterpiece.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们能够看到他是唯一的拯救。
That he is the only salvation.
在我们中间没有别神。
Among us there is no other God.
耶和华他自己说，你是我们的见证。
Jehovah God, he himself said, you are my witnesses.
我是神。
I am God.
自从有日子以来，我就是神。
Since the beginning of days, I am God.
谁也不能救人脱离我手。
No one can rescue them from my hands.
我要行事。
When I act,
谁能阻止呢？
Who can reverse it?
让我们都能够归向这位拯救我们的主。
May we all come back to this Lord and Savior.
有各样的环境临到，我们不要害怕。
When situation and environment happen to us, do not be fearful.
因为他要把我们改成从雅各改成以色列。
Because he wants to form us from Jacob to become Israel.
让我们愿意在他的手中被他塑造。
May we be willing to be formed in his hands.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
因为你是我们独一的救主。
Because you are the only true Savior for us.
实在是你创造 你造成了我们。
You have created and formed us.
更是你用你的爱来救赎呼召我们。
And with your love, you have redeemed us.
你要把我们召聚，也是把我们领到主你自己的身边。
You will gather us and brought us to before you.
虽然很多时候我们经过水火。
Even though many times we have passed through waters and fire.
但是水不淹过我们。
But the water won't drown us.
火不烧灭我们。
And the fire will not consume us.
因为你与我们同在。
Because you are with us.
主，我们实在是你的仆人。
We are your servant.
我们也是你的见证。
We are your witnesses.
愿你自己的名得荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
你在我们当中能够找到主你所要找的见证。
So you can find the testimony among us.
我们也是你的仆人。
We are your servant.
我们也愿意服侍你。
We are willing to serve you.
我们祷告感谢。
We pray and thanks.
都是奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们请大家一起。